The bowling alley operators of America do in Chicago for an entire week.
Oh, they wear silly hats, get drink beer for 3 days, and then get sick. Gee, I wish I could go. Oh, gee. Oh, gee. Again.
Okay.
You mop, I'll sop. Okay?
My mop.
Boy, you girls. You should be ashamed of yourself. The stuff you write on that lady's room wall is disgusting.
Boy, somebody jammed down behind a commode.
Now, what is it?
It's a perfectly good copy of Peyton Place. That's what it is.
Now, what kind of jerk would do that?
Somebody with no respect for culture. I'm telling you that.
He's even smart enough to underline the dirty parts.
Wait a minute. Let me see this.
Let me see it.
She lifted her head around and quickly covered her mouth with his. She could kiss Shaw Riley like no one else in the world.
Found.
Yes. Time to pay the kitty, heel of her.
Okay.
We don't put work for free, you know. It's not in this life.
Yeah, we got a date with a couple of switchboard operators tonight.
Oh. They're really going to light up their boards.
See you later.
They stole the mop.
I got a surprise for both.
A surprise!
Wait, I wonder what
do you think he brought you from Chicago?
Oh boy, I hope it's one of the White Sox.
Hold up!
What? Not one of the White Sox.
It's the lady. He bought me a lady.
Now, want you to meet Veronica Blake. She was a display hostess at the bowling convention. And she's going to help me around here.
Oh, Frankie, this place is certainly everything that you said it was.
Nice, huh?
Well, I think that it needs a woman's touch.
Veronica, I want you to meet my daughter.
Oh, don't tell me, Laverne, I would know you any place. That face, that nose, those eyebrows. You are the spitting image of your father.
No, I'm the spitting image here. That's my friend Shirley.
Oh, of course you are, little Laverne. I'd know you anywhere.
Yeah. Well, nice meeting you, Veronica. I hate her. I don't know what you're so worried about, Laverne.
I am not worried.
There's something about her that I don't like. I mean, I want to see my father with a lady person, but not this phony lady person. I mean, I always pictured my father with someone a little older, a little rounder, a little shorter, cooking a nice little pot of spaghetti, you know?
Sounds like your mother.
Yeah, that's more like it, like my mother.
But Veronica's not going to marry your father. Don't you understand that?
Nope.
She's not going to be your mother, tell you to eat spinach, tell you what to wear.
Fair enough.
He's just got her here because she can give him something he needs.
Yeah, like what?
You know.
Like what? What?
No,
what? No, not Pop. He doesn't know. No, me, that was it. No more. That's it. No more.
Believe me, it happens. I read about this in Reader's Digest. An article called Widowers on Parade. You see, a man gets to a certain age and he starts having these self-doubts.
Yeah.
And he needs to reaffirm his manhood.
Well, can he just lift weights or something?
No. It's not the same thing. He's got to have a fling. He's got to prove to himself that he's still appealing to the opposite sex.
What does this article say to do?
That's the beauty of it. You don't have to do anything. You just let it run its natural course.
Yeah, well, how long does this natural course take and what do I do, Doreen?
You don't do anything. You as the daughter just grin and bear it.
Reader's Digest said that I did that?
That's right. They said that and they never lie. They may condense every now and then, but they don't lie.
Well, does look pretty happy, you know.
Sure does.
And I guess if it makes my pop happy, I could grin and bear it.
That's right. Let's see the grin. Now let's see some bear it. Okay. Put them together. Grin and bear it. Ladies, hurry. We'll be late for the grand opening.
Anyway. Yeah. It's awfully dark in here.
I think I got the right one on this one.
Wait a minute. What happened? What are you supposed to do? I guess my pop didn't pay the electric bill.
I known it was going to be so dark, I'd have come nude. That's my best outfit anyway.
Well, ladies, welcome to Shea Pizza.
Shea what?
Shea Pizza. Do you like it? Oh, I'm trying to find out new names for the place.
How about the dark place?
Yeah, it is a little dark in here, isn't it?
Why, my darling, if I were you, I would take advantage of the darkness.
Which I am sure you have done on many occasions.
Won't you sit down here? Right here's a nice table.
Right, wait, nice table. Here. No, Mrs. Babish, there.
Could I take your wraps?
Okay.
No, I'll take my own.
My goodness, what are you wearing?
Same thing we always wear here.
Why, Laverne, we're going to have a little talk about your wardrobe.
She wasn't going to tell me what to wear.
Just sit down.
Tell me what to wear.
Oh, Laverne.
fun. By the way, have you seen the ledges? I think I'm going to have to find them now that I'm taking over the finances. Frankie Pooh is such a child when it comes to money.
Frankie Pooh has always taken care of the finances.
No. Now I'm going to take over, and Frankie Pooh is going on an allowance. Ta-ta.
I say we give her a punchy poo. Just sit down, just sit down.
I would, Laverne. I say we give her a punchy
poo. Mark my words, there is nothing wrong. Okay, this is just a...
Shirley.
Yes, Veronica.
Do you know that even with the candle out, I can see your makeup glowing in the dark? I feel that I know you two ladies well enough to give you some advice on style. Get some.
Ta-ta.
Well, I gotta talk to you.
Hurry!
Hurry!
They need you!
You're with Veronica 7. You come out here. It's Mr. DeFazio. And nobody yells here anymore. Now, what is it?
I beg your pardon,
yes.
Mr. DeFazio.
Good.
It seems that the grease pit is on fire.
To let your father work. I mean, we've got to straighten out that grease pit before I bring in some prospective buyers.
Buyer? You selling the pizza bowl?
Well, we are thinking of getting a bigger place after we're married.
Veronica, you and Papa getting married?
Oh, honey, don't be so formal. You can just call me Mama.
I gotta get her.
You said it was just gonna be a little fling. Well, it should have flung itself out by now. You said Reader's Digest never lies.
Well, now, maybe that's one of the parts they condensed out of here.
I don't know what he sees in that woman. Yes, I do.
Like that.
That's it. I just got a phone call from Veronica. She's never seen my act, and she has the nerve to tell me I'm not classy enough to sing at the pizza bowl.
No.
Dirty. She hired some jerk with cufflinks and a brandy snifter. What's classier than an Eddie Fisher medley? A little dedication to Debbie. And a little dedication to Liz.
Yeah, come on. I know just how you feel. Here.
Laverne, you've got to talk to your father. You've got to talk to him. You've got to do something.
Girl, I keep trying. Every time I get near him, he's playing kissy face. Have you ever tried to talk to someone who's nibbling another person's nose?
We cannot sit idly by and let her take over his life. Doesn't he recognize when low life crawls in over his welcome mat?
What is going on down at the pizza bowl?
Did you get thrown out too?
Thrown out? We couldn't get thrown in.
Yeah, they had a sign out front. This sign, it says, no leather jackets, no sneakers, no jeans.
Yeah, I ain't about to take my pants off for some piece of pizza.
Now get excited. Let's just calm down. Think about this whole thing like intelligent human beings.
I can think better over here.
If we can get $100...
Yeah? Mm-hmm.
I can get a guy that'll break her legs!
Can't do that. We ain't got $100.
I just thought we'd scare her.
Scare her. Yeah,
Yeah, but maybe we don't need to hire anybody. Look around. No, at each other. Huh? Pretty scary bunch, huh? Yeah. Hello, Mother. Hello, Mom. Hello, Mother dear.
Oh, little Laverne.
Hi.
So this is where you live?
Yeah.
Well, it needs a woman's touch.
Why don't you sit down there? There you go. I just thought we could get together, have a little something to eat, talk a little. After all, we both do love the same guy.
Who's that, dear? Oh, Frankie. Oh, of course, Frankie.
Yeah, Frankie Pooh. You remember him, don't you? Oh, Frankie Pooh. I figure I could tell you all about me in around 2 seconds, and we can discuss him and your life and his together. It'll be fine.
Take that, you little... You little...
Oh, that's nothing. That's nothing.
No,
nothing.
Looking for Frankie DeFazio.
He's not here. What do you want with him?
Oh, she.
Oh, my God, he's got a gun.
Where? Who has a gun?
Are you his moil?
That's mole.
Are you his mole?
Mole. Leave her out of this. My father's not here. Maybe he skipped town. What do you want with him anyway?
Frankie's been a bad boy. Frankie's been a bad boy. He's into the boss for 60 big ones.
$60,000?
No, 60 big ones.
And if he don't pay up, we'll see to it that he's personally fitted for a pair of cement bowling balls.
No rough stuff. Oh, please, no rough stuff.
That's up to Mr. Big.
Yes, it is up to Mr. Big. It's usually so prompt.
Oh, Mr. Big.
Big, don't
hurt
my father.
My father.
Please, I'll pay you back. We'll all kick in. You'll kick in, won't you, Mother?
Oh, I'd love to, but I'm putting several Korean orphans through beauty school.
That's beautiful. You know, I got it.
But you got to. I mean, human lives mean nothing to these animals.
Hey. We don't rub people out no more. It's tough to collect from dead people. You're thinking of the old days. Oh, the good old days. Am I right, boys?
Right, Mr. Big.
Oh, thank you, Mr. Big. We'll pay you back. My pop will. I promise.
We promise.
Well, just to ensure that he pays us, we're going to take over the operation temporarily. Other words known as the pizza bowl.
Yeah, and anybody tries to stop us, it can get pretty messy.
Wait a minute. Does this mean that Frankie is going to have nothing?
Mm-mm. He has you, Veronica. And people can live on love.
Not people who like clothes.
Veronica, wait. But my pop needs you.
Oh, no. What your pop needs is 60 big ones. Ta-ta.
Oh.
lot to hear from him.
Yeah, and he don't sound too happy.
Hi.
I got a dear Frankie Poole letter from Veronica. I found it in the cash register where I used to have the 20s.
Oh, what a pity.
I can't understand what happened. I gave her everything she wanted. Free bone shoes. Let her use the telephone anytime she wanted. Put up with that sissy piano player. I mean, after all, who wants to hear a guy sing The Man That Got Away?
Down. It's okay.
Ah, who am I kidding? Why would anybody like that want to put up with an old pepperoni pusher like me? Hey, let's face it, I'm over the hill.
Oh, no, you are not. You're wrong.
You are
so
right here.
Here,
let me
wait,
see that letter.
That woman took all your $20 bills
$120. You think I let her know where I keep all the bills? I wouldn't even let your mother know where I kept the big bills.
She knew.
I guess I'm just an old fool.
Your daughter and her friends are lunatics. Pop, I gotta tell you something. She didn't just pick up and leave. We sort of scared her away, you know.
We did that, but we did it in a rather nice and polite way.
Told her this cockamamie story about you being in debt to these big-time gangsters and hoodlums, and they were going to take over the pizza bowl. Well, that's about it.
You see, we thought that she was going to take your money. That's what we thought.
Yeah.
That's why.
Yeah.
Of course she was after my money. You think I didn't know about that? What do you think I am, stupid? When a guy reaches a certain age, money becomes part of the bargain. What's so appealing about an old guy who's broke?
You mean that you knew?
Yeah, I knew. When you get a little bit old and a pretty woman pays you a little attention to you, hey, you go along with it. After all, what I got to lose?
Exactly what it said in Reader's Digest.
Yeah, you told me to butt in.
Why do you listen to me?
No, listen to me.
And you two figured to protect me from this, right?
Yeah, well, we thought
that you knew.
I didn't need no protecting. It would have lasted a couple of weeks. A couple of weeks I could have killed for.
I promise. We'll never butt in your life.
You butt in? Why not? That's what daughters are for. And I got two terrific daughters. That's right. That's nothing. Where do you see when I bring you back from the anchovy convention next week?